This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 6th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm, sunny day across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and pleasant temperatures in Jerusalem. A perfect day to enjoy the outdoors, while Eilat feels the heat with temperatures soaring. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF prepares for a maneuver in Gaza. Military sources warn that Hamas is exploiting attention to Iran and Lebanon. That's from Walla, just in. Also, the US and Iran are nearing a one-page deal to end the war. Both countries plan to lift blockades of the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, a Hezbollah drone wounded two IDF soldiers. The Israeli Air Force intercepted another aerial threat. This report comes from JNS earlier today. Separately, an Israeli court will hear an appeal amid UN, Brazil, and Spain's demand for the release of flotilla detainees. That's according to I-24 News, coming in now. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The plan is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid U.S.-Iran peace talks. Axios reported this earlier. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, noted that Iranian sources told a Qatari newspaper negotiations are stalled by a rigid U.S. approach. He shared this insight minutes ago. Amichai Stein, a journalist, remarked that Trump advised the New York Post not to prepare for talks in Pakistan soon, calling it too early. This was posted earlier today. Al Arabiya English reported that President Trump believes it's too soon for face-to-face U.S.-Iran talks. They shared this in recent minutes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's maneuvers in Gaza. Military sources told Walla that Hamas is taking advantage of diverted attention towards Iran and Lebanon. The U.S. envoy Maladnov is expected to struggle in dismantling Hamas operations. The focus remains on preventing any escalation in the volatile region. Turning to the U.S.-Iran negotiations, the Jerusalem Post highlights a potential deal focusing on lifting blockades in the Strait of Hormuz. This agreement could ease regional tensions, though concerns remain over the nuclear issue. Successful talks might stabilize international shipping and trade routes. Meanwhile, the JNS reports on a Hezbollah drone attack injuring two IDF soldiers. The Israeli Air Force intercepted another threat before it crossed into Israeli territory. These incidents underline heightened tensions along the northern border after the ceasefire announcement by Trump. Separately, I-24 News details the upcoming court appeal regarding flotilla detainees. The case has attracted international attention, with calls from the UN, Brazil, and Spain for their release. The outcome may impact Israel's diplomatic relations and its handling of maritime security. Finally, Axios reported Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could facilitate broader peace talks, particularly with Iran. However, Netanyahu faces domestic political challenges regarding this agreement. The ceasefire aims to halt hostilities and create a window for diplomatic efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports optimism in the markets as oil prices plunge. Negotiations progress between the U.S. and Iran, causing a significant drop in crude oil prices. The Tel Aviv Stock Exchange responds with a sharp rise. Separately, CTEC shares insights from Noah Rosenberg Segalovitz of Lightrix. She discusses how the startup faces a reverse brain drain despite tough times. This highlights the challenges and resilience in Israel's tech sector. And finally, from Ynet Business, a German municipal worker faces charges for allegedly stealing 2 million euros from parking meters. The case in Bavaria points to significant security lapses. It serves as a warning to municipalities worldwide. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Wednesday, our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.